Hello everyone, God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Today is Tuesday, January the 27th, 2026. We are approaching the end of this month. This month has been the first month of the year, and it's been a great month living unto God, a great month to just really walk with God and move by His inspiration, to move by His Spirit, letting Him lead us into all truth and directing our every step. And this year, God showed me it was going to be the greatest year yet. For all those sons and daughters that are looking to God, this year is going to really be prosperous. It's going to be a year of great testimonies, great new laborers and new people coming to the knowledge of truth. Just a real big rise and expansion of faith and inspiration, and people knowing that who God is, and people just walking by faith. Like, it's gonna be a great year wherever we are in the world. God has many preordained works for all of us, and He loves us, and He wants to work for us. He wants to work through us and encourage us, and He just wants many, many, many more people to live in this way, to live in this truth, to live with the opportunity that He wants His sons and daughters to have. So this year, you have to expect great and mighty things. This year, you have to believe that what may seem impossible is absolutely possible. You know, there is nothing impossible to our God. He is the God who created the heavens and the universe, and He created us, and we have a great purpose, and He just wants us to live out that purpose. You know, once we were conformed to this world, once we were attached to this world, but then when we heard the truth and we heard about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we heard how we were able to be born again and come into the family of God, when we heard that and we believed that in our heart, then we were transported out of this world. Like, really, we are no longer of this world. We may be in it, but we're not of it. We have a new kingdom that we're living in. We have a new ruler that we're under, and we are truly blessed. God has blessed us with all His spiritual blessings, and He encourages us daily that when we go to Him and we look unto Him and we trust Him, that He will bring deliverance to our heart. He will bring hope to our nation, and He will satisfy us and clear things out and make things easy, because He wants us to really live the best life while we're passing through on this earth. And there are many things that try to conform us to the world, but we need to remember that we are children of the Most High God. We need to remember that we go unto God. We don't go to our jobs, we don't go to our senses, we don't go to man. We go unto God and we ask Him for wisdom, we ask Him for knowledge, we ask Him for how to be led in a situation. We ask Him to prosper us, and God will then show us exactly what we need to do in each situation. And He wants us greatly, greatly encouraged. So I want to share with you all today that it's great, it's awesome to be able to trust God and to live by faith and not by sight. Now, at times it may seem a bit tricky or a little bit hard, because the circumstances around us seem very real and they are going on. But God is more real than your circumstances. God is more real than your situation. God is more real than anything that you can face. And God is more faithful than any of those also. God is actually more faithful than you and me. And He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what He says is available. What He says is true. And so he will encourage us to cast our cares to him and be anxious for nothing. So when we start to practice to cast our cares to him and be anxious for nothing, when we start to practice this each day, it becomes more easier to trust him and to be able to cast our cares to him. Like in the beginning, it may seem a little bit hard because of the circumstances, because of the things going on. But the more we practice it each day, giving our cares to God, giving our worries to God, and then we see him take care of those cares and worries, then we're less anxious and we're less concerned, then it builds our faith. It builds our faith to know, like, wow, God is there. Wow, God does hear me. Wow, God does want to take care of all my concerns. So it builds your faith. It really encourages you, so you continue to do it. But unless you practice what God encourages us to do, then you're not going to see all of his benefits. You're not going to see the grace on your life and the favor on your life and how God is really working on your behalf. And it's a really powerful thing, you know, to know that we can cast all, not just some, not just half, not just a little bit, like all of our cares to him. Whatever those cares may be, they're all different to each individual. But when we cast all of it to him, he takes care of it. And he takes care of it in his timing, and he takes care of it perfectly. And also he will encourage us to do things each day and show us what to do each day so that we stay encouraged, that we stay blessed, that we recognize who we are in Christ, that we recognize that as Christ is, so are we in this world. Like really, as he is, so are we in this world. And we have great authority, and God has given us everything in our spirit to operate perfectly in his logic, like his logic, his way. And so faith is a big thing, and we know that faith comes by hearing and hearing the words of God. Before you knew about God, before you even knew who God was, you couldn't have faith in him because you didn't hear about him, you know. And faith, words are very powerful. Words are like containers. They hold great power. They hold great transformation. They have great effect. So when we hear, or when a new person hears about God, about the Lord Jesus Christ, about who he is, then their faith gets built, and it gives them the opportunity to look to God, to seek God, to hear about God, to want to know more about God. And then when you become a child of God, God then works at us, he works within us each day to build our faith. And he makes it very clear, faith comes by hearing and hearing the words of God. So when we're hearing great inspiring teachings, when we're hearing God's logic, not the world's logic, when we're hearing the sound teaching and doctrine that is coming from God, it will bring us into a place of great faith. It will bring us into a place of great obedience and humility and love. And because we recognize that everything God wants us to have, he gives us. But then God is saying, but now you need to practice. Like, you need to practice casting your cares to me. You need to practice not being conformed to this world. You need to practice knowing who you are in Christ. And with God, it's no effort. It's not like we have to try and make things happen, or we have to try and have faith, or we have to try and figure things out, or we have to try and be obedient, or try to be humble. These things are naturally in us, and when we're looking to God, when we're putting him first, when we're seeking him first, those abilities, those strengths, those that are within us will come out. You know, I couldn't think of the word, but it will come out, you know, because God is light and God is love, and in him is no darkness. So when we're walking by faith and walking with God, we are love, and in us is no darkness. And so, yeah, so like really start to practice this year living unto God. Like, what does that mean? And really hear out for the words that God is speaking into your life. Listen to those good words. You know, God says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that is proceeding out of the mouth of God. Like, every word. So it means that God is speaking very clearly. Now, you can hear teachings, you can hear certain things, and it might not be all that God wants you to hear, but there will be a certain subject, topic, answer, word that will hit your heart. And if you take that and you move with it and you practice it, you will see great results. You will see great benefit. You will be very happy. You will be very joyful. This life with God is not, this life with God isn't a myth, you know. It's not a game. It's not an extracurricular activity, you know. It's our life. Like, God is real. He's your dad. He really is your dad. And he wants you to be full of faith, full of strength, full of wisdom, being proactive, you know, moving and walking with him in all things. And so when we know what is available to us by hearing the words from God, and when we practice them with all our heart, then we start to see the invisible God become visible. Because God is all powerful, and he's made us all powerful, and he's given us great authority. He's given us the keys to the kingdom now. And we are no longer in this world. We're no longer to be conformed to this world. We're no longer to be like how everyone else is. Like, we should be distinguished. We should be set apart from everyone in this world. Why? Because we bear fruit, because we prosper, because we're healthy, because we have great positive words that have impact, that we stand out, that we have joy. Even when it's raining, we have joy. Even when there's a storm, we have joy. And that we use our authority in faith. So if there's a storm, we speak to the storm with the words God's given us to speak. Storm, be still. Dead, you rise. You know, life, you have life. Whatever words God gives you to speak, when you speak them with authority and faith, it will absolutely come to pass. It will manifest in your life. Like, God doesn't just say these things for them to be in the closet. God says these things so that they can become a part of us, so that we can practice them with our whole heart and lean not on our own understanding and see great results, see great things in our life, and not just in our life, in our family's life and in our fellowship lives and the people that are around us lives. And God is not a respecter of person. God doesn't respect one person above the other. You know, he's given us all the same measure of faith. He's given us all the same ability. He's given us all the same words. And all we have to do is just believe them. It's just believe them and walk each day with no condemnation. Walk each day with no fear. Walk each day being bold in being a child of God. Because he loves you so, so very much, and he doesn't want you to be affected by the world and affected by people. You know, people were Paul's thorn in the flesh, right? So how do we not let people become a thorn in our flesh? If we don't concern ourselves with what they're doing, how they're acting, how they're responding, we just keep moving. We just keep moving, and we keep praising God. We keep being excited. We keep expecting. We keep knowing that God is working in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Because when you're moving like that and you're not affected by anyone else or anything else, then you're in a great place of authority. You're in a great place of strength, because you're truly trusting God and not the people, not your finances, not your job, not your family, not your vehicles. Like, these are just all tools that God have put here, made available for us to benefit from. Even people, like, we love people, we encourage people, we inspire people, we want to fellowship with people, we have a strong desire for all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth, but we don't get affected by people. If people want to be our best friend today, great. If they want to be our enemy tomorrow, great. We just pray. We just pray for those people. We just pray and we lift our cares to God. We don't be affected, and we just keep moving. We keep moving. Happy. Happy is the man that trusteth in God. Like God says, when we're trusting in Him, we're like that tree planted by the fountain of living waters, where we will flourish and bear fruit in every season. Like every season, God wants you to bear fruit. And this year, it may be He's teaching you about your finances and stewardship. Even though we heard a lot about that last year, maybe God's revealing that to your heart this year, and you're going to bear much fruit in that area because you're going to practice the things you've been taught and the things you've been encouraged, and the words you've heard from God are going to become a part of you. So it's naturally in you, and you're going to really flourish and grow in that area and become fruitful. It may be that you're going to become really fruitful in your fellowship, and your leaders and your laborers are going to rise up, and you're going to have much more fruit within your areas and other areas, the uttermost parts of the world, because God has many leaders and many laborers who are going to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth, and they're going to be encouraged by you, and they're going to come to your fellowship, and they're going to really walk with God because of your witness and your direction. And so you just pray for the one. You just say, God, I just want that one hungry one. And all it takes is one. It takes one person to really hear the words from God and then to be fruitful. And that person, they will pursue the things of God. They will do the things of God, like honoring Him, speaking in tongues. They'll desire with a passion to want to walk by that Spirit. They'll desire to pray for the laborers, even if they don't feel like they need laborers. They'll understand the importance of praying unto the Lord of the harvest for these people, so that God can bring those people, you know. And then people desiring with a passion to walk by the Spirit and speak by the Spirit, because God is moving, and He wants us all to move in harmony, synchronization. He wants us to move fellow laborers together. He wants us to understand that our words are very powerful, and what you're sowing today is what you're going to reap in your next harvest. You know, your garden, you want it to be fruitful. You want it to be flourishing with the best fruit, with the best opportunities, with the best people, with the best signs, miracles, and wonders. You don't want your life to be constantly doom and gloom, or unhappy, or unsettling, or worrying, or concerning. Because when you're feeling that way, you're being conformed to this world. But when you let all those things go and you cast your cares to God and you just say, God, here I am, little old me, I don't know much, but I promise I'm going to pray for those laborers, and I'm going to walk by your Spirit, and I'm going to honor you with my substance and all my increase, and I'm going to honor you with my words and my heart and my mind, and I'm going to honor you with everything that I have, and I'm going to pursue more and more of your life, more and more of your logic, and I'm going to really just live unto you this year with a full heart. And whatever you put in my heart to do, I'm going to do it. If that be going to see somebody new, if that may be to giving somebody a call, if it may be going for a walk, it may be starting a new business venture, it may be starting your own fellowship, it may be desiring new laborers and new ready-to-go fields. Like, whatever God is putting in your heart to do, make that commitment unto God that you're going to do it with your whole heart. And when you do that, like, you will just flourish, you will grow, you will expand, you will rise in faith, you will be everything that you ever desired to be, and it's going to be effortless, really effortless. If I've learned anything over my last 6 years of walking with God, it's effortless. When we are finding it hard, and we're finding things aren't working and going the way we want it to, then we're doing things in our own strength. Because with God, He's the one that takes the care. He's the one that is in the driver's seat. He's the one that has all the pressure. He's the one that has it all in His hands. Like, He's taking it from us. So if we're trying to figure out, well, where's the laborers? Where's my finances? Why is my family like this? Or why is this happening? Then we're taking the care upon ourselves. And God says, that's not okay. Like, cast your cares to me. Let me take on the burden. Let me take on the worry. You just listen with intent. You just open your heart to me, and I'll show you where to go. I'll show you where to be. I'll show you where to go. And if you feel in a day that you're a bit too busy or you're a bit bored, like then just speak in tongues much. Speak in tongues much. Like just use that time to speak in tongues. And really desire the things of God in your life. Like when you desire the things of God in your life, when you desire God to be the center of your life, when you desire to really operate how God wants you to operate, everything will be added to you. Everything you need. You'll find that you won't even need to pray for so much earthly, worldly things, because they will just be there naturally. The favor will just be there, like all the time. Like God is favored you. You are full of favor, full of grace. Wherever you go, you will prosper. Wherever you walk, you will be happy. The people that you come around will see that you are the light of the world. And you will just continue to see great and mighty things in your life. And it all starts with just believing in God, trusting in your heart, believing in Him, receiving that Spirit, and then letting Him lead you. Letting Him lead you by His Spirit. And being bold, being courageous, being enthusiastic, and inspiring to do the things of God. There may be people out there wanting you to do things, and you just know in your heart is not from God. You just know it's not the right thing to do. So then you just don't do it. You know, you just don't do it. You don't have to do something because everybody's doing it, or because it's the trend, what's going on today. Because even amongst believers, there can be certain trends, and God don't want us just to have trends. He wants us to be full of faith, knowing that His practices are to beneficial, knowing that His way is the only way, knowing that to men nothing is possible, and some things are possible, but to God nothing is impossible. I said that wrong. Like nothing is impossible to our God, and He wants you free in your heart, He wants you free in your mind, He wants you free in your walk with Him. He wants you to be obedient, but obedient because of Him and who He is, not because of the people around you and the things that you may want or desire. He wants you to live your best life, like your best life, and He wants you to expect big this year. So know that as you live unto God, great and mighty things are going to come to your path effortlessly this year. It's just going to flow. Just like a river, it just flows. Like it's no effort for a river to flow. Like no effort whatsoever. It just happens. It's just naturally part of what a river does. And just like that, God is naturally, just like that river, is going to flow great and mighty things to our path and walk us into all truth, where we need to be, what we need to do, what we need to say. We just got to keep that love within our heart. Don't become proud. Don't become anything but love. And the more you walk in love, God will connect you in the right place with the right people. He will give you the desires of your heart, and He will give you opportunities that you never thought was possible. So that was in my heart to share. God bless you all.